And joining me in KRDO's Afternoon News studio, a longtime friend of KRDO and we of his, Mr. Kent Fortune, USAA Regional VP for the Colorado Springs campus. And Kent, it is great to have you here.
Thanks for having me back.
You have stuff going on.
Man, it is a busy time of the year.
It really is. Why don't we start? Because we got two things to talk about. One of them is a little new to me, which I'm excited about. It's the Millspouse Fest 2019. I'm sorry, I'm hearing about that one for the first time.
Yeah, it's a newer program for us, but we're super excited about it. I was talking to some people earlier, and sometimes we forget those unsung heroes of the military, which is the military spouses. And that's a tough job, being a military spouse. And so we've partnered with a group, basically military spouses. They run this, and they go all over the United States holding these events, gathering military spouses together and just talking about life, things that they could do better, networking. So we're so proud to be a part of that. And that's going to be here in Colorado Springs on Tuesday, October the 22nd. It's going to be in the downtown area at the Antlers Hotel.
And you said the day is split up into two sessions.
Correct. So obviously, we know the military spouses have a lot going on, depending on what's going on in their life. So we have a session that starts at 9 a.m. in the morning. So if that works out for you, great. That runs till about 2 o'clock. And then we have an evening session that starts at 5:30, and it'll run till about 9. So that gives you two different options. So hopefully one of those options will work for you.
Okay, that's the Millspouse Fest 2019. Happens October 22nd. That's a Tuesday. Two sessions, and you can get more information at millspousefest.com. USAA is sponsoring that event for the first time.
Absolutely. So we're excited about this, and I can't wait to hear the reports on how it went.
Now, here's another thing that I'm always excited about. You've got a veterans hiring fair coming. You're working with the Pikes Peak Workforce Center. That one's going to happen November 3rd, is that right?
November the 5th.
Thank you, November 5th. Okay. There's something different about this one, mainly the size of it.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. We've now partnered with the Pikes Peak Workforce Center. This is our fourth year sponsoring it with them. And each year it seems to get bigger and bigger. And so we're going to have over 190 employers. And so when you think about that, that is a lot of different companies from all different sectors coming together to say, you know what, we're going to look to hire veterans. It's open to the community as well. So they're just looking for top talent. And to get that many employers in one location is pretty awesome.
And that one goes from noon until 3 p.m., but there's something else special about this one, specifically focused on veterans active duty and their spouses.
Correct. So open to the public at noon. However, it's open at 10 a.m. For the veterans active duty military spouses. And so they'll get a time between 10 a.m. and noon to come in there first and meet with the employers. And so, again, it gives them an opportunity to talk about their backgrounds, tell them all of the experiences that they have, and hopefully they'll walk away with a job or at least an interview.
Well, you know, I think about it another way, too. 190 employers is a huge vote of confidence in the talent that's here in our military community. I think that's a wonderful thing to see that many employers turn out.
No, absolutely. I think when you see that many, to your point, and it keeps growing each year, I think what that says is they're hearing good feedback, they're getting good candidates, and they're seeing very productive hires from the military.
Absolutely. So the Veterans Hiring Fair, USAA and Pikes Peak Workforce Center partnering for the fourth year in a row, just getting bigger. November 5th at the Colorado Springs Event Center, which is in Rustic Hills at Academy and Palmer Park, that nice big building there. Noon to 3 p.m. for the public, 10 to noon exclusively for veterans active duty and their spouses.
Correct. And I have a website, it's kind of long, but it's www.ppwfc.org/USAA-job-fair. So that's a website if you want more information about it. I know a little bit longer, but if nothing else, just go out to the Pikes Peak Workforce Center website, and you'll be able to find more information on it.
Generally under the events section. Absolutely, super easy. And USAA doing wonderful things for the military, as you always do.
No, it's our pleasure. Obviously, you know, we're in business to take care of their financial needs, but it's also bigger than that. We're about giving back to the community and making sure that the veterans and their families also have, hopefully, a good job to support them as well.
Kent Fortune, USAA Regional Vice President for the Colorado Springs campus. Thank you for spending a couple of minutes with me here on KRDO Afternoon News.
My pleasure.